Greetings, this is Urban Buzz Mag, and I'm Nigeria Anderson, and I have a guest on today, Danielle Hutchins. She's a singer-songwriter. She got new music out, and I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Danielle, jump on and say hello to the people, and let us know about this new single.
What's up, everybody? Y'all already know it is Danielle Hutchins here, and I am so excited. Thank you so much for the invite, and yeah, it's Answer My Call, the country version. It's fire.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And how did you come up with the name?
Man, so I had already had a original version of Answer My Call.
Okay.
And I wanted to do, you know, a remix or different versions of Answer My Call.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you are, you know, an independent artist, you can only do so many.
Right.
Because it comes out of your, you know, it's your budget. Okay.
Right.
So.
That's right. And it's
so
all right.
So I said, you know, right now the wave and everything is kind of shifting to country. So I said, well, let's just go ahead and do a country version of Answer My Call. And, you know, if you've listened to the original song, it's completely different. You know, this mm-hmm. version of Answer My Call is live instrumentation. The chorus is different and the verses are different. It's just amazing. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Now, growing up, did you want to be a singer?
Yes. I actually started very, very young. I started at the age of 10. I started singing at 10 and writing at 11 because I used to see my mom in the choir.
Uh-huh.
She used to be in the choir. I used to watch her singing. And then I would also read her songbooks. And it was so crazy because I'm a person that believes that songwriting is a gift
more than a talent.
And that's just how I feel. So everybody does not have, you know, the gift of songwriting. That's why, you know, they ask, you know, to have different writers, you know, songwriters in the building, you know. So
I love it.
Yeah. I love songwriting. I love storytelling. That's really my main niche. And it's actually interesting because I do it on all levels, especially when it comes to my music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I write out my music videos. I do it all.
Good for you. I do it all.
That's why it's, you know, it's just so powerful and impacting, especially on a Christian level, you know.
That's right. Absolutely. I do know. Was you the little girl in the mirror with the hairbrush singing one of your favorite songs? And
Yes, but let me tell you, it's a little different.
Okay, okay.
It's a little different. I did do that, but I had an accident in the bathroom while I was singing in front of my teddy bear. I lined all my teddy bears up. And, you know, I don't remember what song I was in there singing. And, you know, you got to have a microphone because, you know, you're a singer, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I grabbed a hanger. I grabbed a plastic hanger at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was in there singing my life away. And I squeezed it too hard that a piece popped in my eye.
Oh.
And if you look in my eye, it's like just it is rarely there, but it's a little brown spot because I hit myself in the eye. Majority of that day, I couldn't see out of my left eye because I injured myself and I never told my parents. So
ooh.
I hope my parents don't listen to this.
Well, exclusive from Danielle Hutchins. I love it. We always get the exclusive, child. I swear I love it. Now, you said your mom was a singer. So you grew up in a singing family?
Yes, ma'am, I did. My mom, not my dad, because he can't sing. He be trying.
Oh, I hope they're not listening. There you go.
Look, I'm sorry. You know, you got to tell the truth.
Right, go ahead, He be trying.
He be trying. But, you know, it's really my mom. My mom and my sisters and my brother, he's singing in Men of Praise. You know, they were okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, yeah. So I grew up watching her and, you know, it was just phenomenal watching her lead a lot of songs. And it really did inspire me. Because I was in the young adult choir at Friendly Church of God in Christ.
Okay.
So that's where my foundation actually started. I was in youth choirs and then a lot of other choirs that we had. Mass choirs, I was in those choirs also. So that's my core foundation of how I started.
Oh, okay. When you began to take singing seriously, you was faced with some challenges. Can you share with us what it's like to chase after your dream or passion, and who do you have to become, right? We're Christians, but who do you have to become to achieve the dream?
Man, I will say that this version that who you're talking to is not the version from 5 years ago.
Okay.
I do believe that you're supposed to evolve in your gift and, you know, in your walk with Christ. So really a lot of the challenges is going to be money. You know, just as a artist and you're chasing your dream, it's always going to be money, because if everybody had all the money they needed for their dream, you know, it wouldn't, you wouldn't enjoy the journey as much as you do.
Come on.
Because you have to lean and depend on God for each season of your life.
Jeez.
He's always going to give you somebody to help you in each season of your life.
I love it.
You know, you just have to really, you know, pay attention, because everybody is not going to be in your life for the long run. It's just not. That's just not how it is. You know, they're there for a season to help you for what you need financially or whatever it is, studio-wise. And then after that season is over, you'll feel it and you'll know. But some people make the mistake of wanting to hold on to that person. And then when things get bumpy and stuff, you know, you're looking at God and asking him. But, you know, you have to recognize those things. Just as an artist and in your walk with Christ, that everybody is not in your life for the long haul,
right?
You know, so really just it's money, and then really sometimes it's loneliness, because a lot of people do not understand how you have to walk that narrow path yourself. It's not a lot of people that's not going to do it with you, because a lot of people are impatient. They're trying to get to where they're trying to go, but your journey is going to be a little longer, because your walk and your dream is depending on God. You know, so people don't, you know, they don't, you know, you're not going to have a lot of friends.
That's,
you know,
right.
You're going to have people that walk away from you. I mean, even when it comes to love, I didn't get the love of my life until 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wait a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just really a disciplined life, man, and just really understanding the ups and downs of being an artist, man.
I love it. Did you say a disciplined life?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I do believe you have to live a disciplined life.
Yes. Yeah. No, because I was like, oh, she sound like me. Because I tell people, you know, like we were talking, it looks glamorous. It looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks like, ooh, wee. Right? Right? And they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It really does take a disciplined life. That road is very narrow. Everybody's not coming. Okay, it is lonely, okay? Because you be like, all right, I finished work for the day. The phone not ringing. Nobody asking you if you want to go out, because the last 20 times you had to say no because you was working. Oh, no, let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth. So now they stop calling, because every time they keep calling and asking you to do something, you be like, I'm busy, I can't. All right, all right. So... But you know what I love about singers, and I've never asked a singer this question, and especially because you're my sister in Christ.
Yes,
as a singer, like, you know, I don't sing. This is why I do what I do, because, you know, y'all don't want me to put out a record. But when I do sing, right, you know, in the shower, just one of my favorite songs come on, that melody stays with you, right? And so, you know, the next day you're still humming that song because it's just in you. During your trials and tribulations as a vocalist, as a singer, as a songwriter, were there melodies in your heart that helped to sustain you? You know, like that song, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Did you have those did you have those melodies when it got lonely? Did you have those melodies when you was looking left and right, when you supposed to look straight?
Of course, talk to me about that.
And did you have one specifically? Like, mine's is what I just said, you gotta encourage yourself. So you know, I can't sing it like Lisa, but I be trying.
So it's, yes, 50% were, you know, the gospel artists that I was listening to.
Uh-huh.
And then the other half were just my songs. It's so crazy, you know, because when you are a very influential person and people love your music,
mm-hmm.
they're always going to tell you how much they loved your music, how much, you know, it encourages them.
Right.
And I'm always encouraged to sing my music. And I think it's just the way that God gives it to me and the way that I write that is very encouraging and uplifting.
Right.
So, you know, just, I love, you know, writing. I think one of my favorite songs would be, because I think I was talking to my mom one time, and I was just a little discouraged, and she was talking to me about the Vashon Mitchell song,
uh-huh.
Turn It Around for Me. And, like, so I would just be singing that, and it would encourage me, you know, that God is going to turn it around for me. And it may not be that season right there in my life, right then and there, but I know that God is going to work it out on my behalf. So that, yeah, Turn Around, that song right there.
Yeah.
Because it won't always be like this.
Come on, girl.
When he sing that line, it won't always be like this. Like, it is for real. Like, it will not always be like this. And that, it just really encouraged me. So I will be listening that day and night, and then, you know, listening to, you know, my own music. So that, yeah, that Vashon Mitchell song, Turn Around, that right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that really did it for me. Had me boohoo crying.
Oh, Vashon Mitchell. Now, you go on connect with Danielle, and we appreciate it. I love it. I love it. Now, you're not new to music, so let's talk about how you finally released your first EP, and how has it helped you today? You kind of touched on it, but just talk about the discipline.
Oh, man, I enjoyed releasing my first EP, which is Perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that, just that entire EP, which is really, I felt like God was really giving me a different perspective. Perception of, you know, how he is,
mm-hmm.
how, you know, church is, and just how to view life on a day-to-day basis on the journey that I am on with him and
right.
through music.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole, the perception, it was really, you know, God giving me, you know, just different perceptions of the different levels that I was at within my life at the time. And I really had a great time because when I released that EP, I had a live show for EP release party in Minneapolis, Southeast Minneapolis, at a venue called Honey. And I performed every song live. I had my own entire band. My MD, shout out to Chrissy. She's always been my my MD. Anything I just do,
mm-hmm.
she's just always there when it comes to live anything, getting everything together in the band.
I love
and I had three background singers. And I had an amazing time. That night was, I'll never forget it. I'm actually in the process of putting together an EP right now for April 2026. So
oh.
I'm super excited. You're actually the first one that knows that.
Another exclusive. Bam! I got to get some sound effects.
I'm really excited.
Okay. You know that's my birthday month, so holla at your girl.
Yes, hopefully, you know, you have a party and we can, you know, have a listening party.
Let's do it.
Around that time.
Let's
do it.
That's already done then. So y'all listen, I'm going to send out some emails and y'all get ready to RSVP. All right. So
yes.
You're a singer, songwriter. Is there a song out that you said to yourself as a singer, that's good, but I would have sung it like this?
No.
Okay.
I feel like...
Okay. Now, let me rephrase and let me let you know why I'm asking this. Because the second part is,
okay. And
as a songwriter, have you heard a song and said, I would have wrote it like this? Now, the reason why I'm asking this question, not as a diss to any other songwriter or singer, but mm-hmm. as an artist, using it as a learning technique, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You know, honestly, when it comes to writing per se, I honestly, because I am true to my craft, right. I believe that they were in that space, in that moment, and that's what they had.
Right. Got you.
So I think other than, you know, me saying I would have did it this way, no.
Okay.
Or I will say it like this. Maybe I feel like the intro could have been shorter.
Okay.
Or maybe the bridge could have been a little shorter or something like that. But I don't really try to critique, you know, other songwriters like
that.
I think the Christian community does amazing when it comes to songwriting and arranging.
Uh-huh.
But I think on the secular side, because people can say whatever they want to say. I will say on that side, I could do more critiquing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's a perfect answer.
Yeah.
That was a perfect answer. I love that. Right. On Christian side, we don't need no critiquing. That comes from God. But on the secular side, I may have changed that a little bit. Okay. Good stuff. That's a good Q&A we having. All right. So what else can we look forward to from you, Danielle?
Well, as I already stated, you know, I got that EP coming out in April 26, mm-hmm. 2026. And then I'm about to release a new single on October 30th. It's called Fly High. And ooh. I'm super excited about it. It's always encouraging. It's not country. It's not country. More of the Christian R&B, but up-tempo.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a feature on this one. Shout out to CJ Pitts. That's my bro. He's a part of my college crew. Yeah, I'm really excited about that being released. We already started doing, you know, the content for, you know, for the social media.
Right.
I actually just did on Friday, I sung the national anthem at my homecoming high school.
Oh, wow.
And I really had a great time because they asked me to do it in September. So I was just, you know, for me, just studying, making sure I know all the words. That's that discipline that I'm talking about. And, you know, practicing. And it was a big, big, big success. So I'm looking forward to doing more national anthems, even the Black national anthem.
Yes,
At more games and events. That's,
well, let's
yeah,
put that on that. Out there. Let's put that on out there. And that is an honor to be even, you know, called to do that. So salute to you. That lets y'all know that she can sing, y'all. Okay. It's not play. Okay.
No play.
Right.
No,
people don't ask you to sing the national anthem. Well, maybe, because I did see a football game.
Oh, my gosh. Don't make me laugh.
Well, I did see a football game, and I was like, now, who asked her? But, okay. Anywho. Who asked? How'd she get that? I could have did that. Just run the shower water, and I'd have had the shower water running in one ear, God. And I could have tore that up. But
not run the shower water,
because you know the bathroom give you those acoustics.
Yeah.
Got the acoustics, you know. Oh, Danielle, it's been such a pleasure. We have some more things to do as we, you know, go into 2026. And I'm so happy that you continue to do what you love, which is sing and write songs and perform. And so tell people how they can contact you and your social media.
No problem. So you guys can always follow me on IG at I Am Danielle Hutchins 6. And then on Facebook, you can follow me at Danielle Hutchins. And on YouTube, it's Danielle Hutchins. And on TikTok, it's Danielle Hutchins. And make sure you guys, for real, like, follow me on YouTube, because I have music videos on there. So I storytell, and they're really dope and amazing visuals. So you guys got to check them out. And also, that national anthem performance is on YouTube. I just uploaded it this morning. So look, go ahead on YouTube, Danielle Hutchins. And then if you guys want to book me or anything like that, you can always send me an email at dannysmanagement@gmail.com. I appreciate the interview. This was a fun interview.
Yeah, listen, like I'm gonna
talk a long time.
I know. I'm gonna put a link to your YouTube page in the post, so they're gonna be able to connect with you. We have a strong community. You know, I tell people, like, we gotta support each other. I mean, our president then took everything from us. All we got left is our music, and so we gonna keep going no matter what. Welcome to the family. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and prosper in your craft, please consider us as one of your media outlets.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate you.
No, appreciate you too.